This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيجَهُ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ شَاهِدِينَ عَلَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ، أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله، فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. أجعلتم سقاية الحاج وعمارة المسجد الحرام كمن آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وجاهد في سبيل الله لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله، وأولئك هم الفائزون. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم خالدين فيها أبدا، إن الله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خير. Inshallah, now we're going to have Brother Mahad Khawaja give us the adhan to Maghrib, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to invite you and welcome you all to MIC, alhamdulillah. My name is Samir Mansour. I'm the executive director at MIC, and I'll be your MC for tonight, inshallah. We are glad and ecstatic to have everybody here, alhamdulillah. Tonight's theme is a legacy beyond a lifetime, and that's what we want you to hone into tonight, inshallah. It's all about establishing a legacy. If you've been supporting MIC over the past few years, it's about continuing to grow that legacy of yours. And we have a full program to show you all the future projects that we have coming up, what we've done in the past, what we've done up to this point, alhamdulillah, and what you can contribute to this community. Contribute and establish this legacy of yours. That's what it's about tonight, establishing a legacy. For everything that you hear tonight, that's what we want you to hone in on, inshallah. We have a few minutes until Maghrib, so please enjoy your iftar. And then I want to just give you a few directions as far as how dinner is going to go, inshallah. So we have lines for the women and lines for the men. So once we go in for Maghrib prayer, after you exit, this is for the men first directions. You're going to go out of one way. So if you're coming out of this way, please walk all the way down. And there's going to be some tables behind me. So this hallway behind me is called the West Hall. So that's called the West Hall. So this will be for the men. You'll line up, grab your food, and you'll come back from these doors. If you're praying on this side and you're exiting from that door, go all the way down, go to the West Hall from this side, inshallah. And then for the women, inshallah, the lines are going to be in the back of the Naseem Hall. So please just line up, come through those doors on the left and right of the hall, inshallah, and line up there, and then just grab your dinner, inshallah, and then you will get the rest of the program started accordingly. Jazakallah khair.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم everyone. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It has indeed been a very extraordinary year. We made gains. We also suffered some significant losses. And as I stand here today for the first time in since this hall was named Nassim Hall, I would like to remember our dear sister Nassim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her. And also remember some of these beautiful faces that I personally was used to seeing here in the masjid that are no longer with us. This year particularly, I'm missing her. Her smile, her presence, and as well as the smile and the presence and that light that used to radiate from the face of Hajj Abdul Hamid Jaber, known also as Abu Saif. So to both of them, I send prayers and wishes that they are, inshallah ta'ala, in a better place. في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise their ranks. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for our loss. And I also want to pray as well for all of our loved ones and relatives that we, that myself or Sheikh Yasser, both lost our aunts this year. And many of our community members also lost their relatives and their loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon all of them. And our condolences, heartfelt condolences to our sister, Asma Rafiq, on the passing of her father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. So to all of them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us in our loss. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina wa khulufna khayran minha. But we also gained a lot, alhamdulillah. Right? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us in our gains and bless it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for our losses. Tonight, I want to congratulate the community and our board members, inshallah, for putting together a beautiful, beautiful, really, event. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it. And may Allah Azza wa Jal reward them for it. And welcome all of you to this banquet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a blessed evening, inshallah ta'ala.
Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just once again, welcoming you and welcoming your family. Grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has extended our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan. And may we all be of those who succeed in this month of Ramadan. And just reminding you, inshallah, of our purpose meeting here tonight is to make this community a better community. So let's all, inshallah, make sure that we contribute to the betterment of our community in whatever way we can, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do so, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakumullah khair, everyone. Taqabbal Allah. One thing though, before I leave the stage, some things changed, some things didn't change. One thing that really, really changed, last time I was here for the iftar, Sheikh Yasser Qadi welcomed me to the stage. I came out in a nice blue suit, right? Slim fit, right? Sheikh Yasser was wearing collarless, loose shirt. Same color as Sheikh Yasser Fazaga's, mashallah, shalwar kameez, right? Today things are really turning to be opposite, right? I was not wearing glasses. Now I wear reading glasses. You no longer wear glasses, mashallah. But alhamdulillah, I would like to acknowledge also Sheikh Yasser Qadi's presence here. Jazakallahu khairan for coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you.
Jazakallahu khair. Next, I'd like to invite Dr. Umar Farooq, the chair of the construction committee, and Dr. Ibrahim Sultan Ali, the chair of the board of trustees, for the construction update and vision and future plans, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. Once again, we meet in this blessed month of Ramadan to achieve one goal, and that is to finish what we had started. We have come a long way, starting from renting a church to say our prayers, to building this beautiful community center. We are one step away from achieving our goal. Let me give you an overview of the construction. We restarted the process last year by getting three bids from three local contractors. After careful analysis of the bids, the construction committee decided to go with the one who was most cost-effective and efficient. The estimated cost of the project pre-COVID was about $800,000. The projected cost of the project now is about $1.1 million. Let's go over the phase 1B. The total square footage is about 19,000 square feet. It houses 6 classrooms, 2 workout areas, two youth lounges, administrative offices, two storm shelters, which will work as daycare for the infants and toddlers, a kitchenette, and a grand foyer. We expect the project to be finished by the fall of 2023, inshallah. All the milestones achieved so far by MIC is because of the strong commitment and immense support of the community. So thank you very much for your continued support and trust in the organization. As I said earlier, we are one step away from reaching our goal. So please help us finish this project by donating generously as you have always done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you immensely. God bless you all. Thank you.
Bismillah. Brother Umar, you can stay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Allahumma tawafiqna mimma tuhibbu wa tardaha ya Rabbal Alameen. Each and every one of you, welcome back, Sheikh Yasir Qadi. Thank you for answering our call. May Allah reward you. You are beloved son of Memphis, and we love you. Every fiber of our being. Thank you very much. Jazakum Allahu khair. Last year in fundraiser, our team said I took too long. So this time they sent Dr. Umar Farooq to monitor. So I will try to stick to the script this time. I'm going to, inshallah, bin Rahman started. So I want to share with you like three, four things that we want to do, and we want to capsize the vision of MIC with you, inshallah, bin Rahman. If you look at it, inshallah, where we were maybe 2010 to 2020, especially the 2018-19, most of the time, like people might, like me who come late, we will bring outside in Jum'ah, in Taraweeh. We were crowded in the hallways. Ya Rabbil Alameen, you remember that. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we were able to open this spacious and we can play with comfort and ease, Ya Rabbil Alameen, even during COVID, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we have this nice, wonderful, spacious, we are sitting. And then we took this land in the east, and we have constructed a beautiful sport complex. And one of the things I like about this is that little corner spot that is a Memphis Zoo inspired water park for the little kids. That's a water park, basically. Inshallah, it will be opening in the next, you know, month or so that the kids can enjoy. This is right now becoming one of the most commonly used spot in our campus. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we are also, one other thing we did, we opened the outdoor complex of the campus around the pond. Now you can take a walk from Manara building all the way to the sport complex and come back several miles. It's not paved yet, but it's open, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we opened the facility both indoors and outdoors. And with that, our community able to utilize with festivity, Eid festival, Four festival, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our youth, our young ones, able to generate unforgettable, cherishable memory in their family life center. So we want you to understand, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you have built, you have contributed to the one of the best and most beautiful and most spacious Islamic centers in the North America. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One of the things that we are most proudest last year, we have, Alhamdulillah, our shuyukhs, our leadership, our executive leadership, Samir, they put together what I consider face developing, face enriching youth programs for preteens, for teens, for college students, for young professionals, where they come together, play together. If you can see this, you can take the picture, but you cannot capture the joy and the happiness these young people feel when they're forming friendship, inshallah. In this picture, if you look at it, Sheikh Yasir is doing the timing, timekeeping, and the young boy is jumping the rope. But Sheikh Yasser has not jammed the robe yet. So maybe later tonight we can ask him to jam the robe, inshallah, in the Rahman. So what we want to become, very spacious, very beautiful center. But we also want to become very spiritual center of the region. North to Chicago, east to Virginia, south to Florida, west to Texarkana. Anything west of Texarkana, we will let Sheikh Yasser handle it, inshallah, bin Rahman, ya Rabbil Alameen. We want to hold a regional conferences. Inshallah, we have a regional scientific Islamic conference coming in July. We want to do one for women, one for youth, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. We also started an endowment fund that we started 2022 with $10,000. Alhamdulillah, I already have close to $100,000. Inshallah, in the next 5 years, we expect that to be $1 million. And in the next 20 years, at least $10 million. We have brothers who are dedicated and talented and giving their expertise and time to grow this. May Allah grow. 10% of what you raise tonight will go to this, inshallah. We also have a very robust da'wah programs. Alhamdulillah, we feel it's our opportunity to convey the message of Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi to the greater community. We're going to put a Quran distributing centers all around Memphis, inshallah. We have a robust in da'wah. We have in jails. We have about 100 Muslim inmates. We provide iftar and all that stuff, alhamdulillah. We have almost more than 100 to 140 new converts to Islam, Rabbil Alameen. In just last week in Ramadan, we had at least 5 people who took shahada. So please understand, we want to convey this message of Muhammad salawatullahi wa salam alayhi to the greater community. The future of this center lies in the youth and the convert. If we don't reach those two, this place dies. So we are laser focused to that, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So if you ask us, what is the vision of MIC? I want you to hear me clearly. It's that Family Life Center. It is a private, spiritual Shelby Farms. All of us know what Shelby Farms look like. That's where we go to exercise, to enjoy nature. So how about if you have that, but you add the privacy and the spiritual component to that? That has been the dream, and that's what it is. So with that, to continue that, we, in the next few months, so listen to me closely. I say next few months, we want to complete these 4 quick projects that we want to complete for SB, that Brother Omar Farooq talked about it. We want to put walking tracks like Shelby Farms around our beautiful barns. We want to create outdoor bathrooms like BVS did, alhamdulillah, and working well, and contain and create a storage facility for our lawnmowers and things like this. In the next few months, inshallah, ya Rabbal Arsh al-Adim, if Allah accept with your support. So with that, we are asking tonight for $100,000 to accomplish the mission. And with that, I start my timer, and I still have 23 seconds. So, jazakumullahu khair, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
One of the things that I love about MIC and this particular campus is that not only is it an exciting place, a very impressive place to be at, as it is right now, but it also has the potential to actually for us to do more. So unlike the story of many community centers where they talk to the community about how they have outgrown the current location, how hard it is to do things, we're not in crisis mode. What we're in is we are at the beginning of a great potential. So it's impressive as it is. The potentials of what we can do with this place is great. So anyone that is part of this story is just going to be there from the beginning. I don't know if people really realize how amazing this is. You really have to be exposed to other models or examples to be able to appreciate what you have here. But this project is unfinished. So, and this is what is exciting about it, that there's more room to grow for us, and we have the potential to do it. There are great activities and programs in place, and there is even more to come.
The masjid.
How do you define a masjid?
A place for the elderly to pray while all the youth within pushed away. But is that community success? Is that really to impress? But wake up and look at the bigger picture. That was not what was made clear in the scripture. And just like the thread is there far before the quilt, a youth's iman is there before a whole masjid is built, not a place with ridiculous expectations, making it difficult to achieve the obligations, making it impossible without explanations. And if you fail, all that is done is that of accusations. That is not what it's supposed to be. The lock of the heart needs the key. It's instinct to make mistakes, but the help should come for Allah's sake. If not everyone feels comfort, we've truly have failed. The wrong path is how then we've sailed. Although it started off small and became immense, all the hard work put in wasn't just common sense. 901 Ummah, close to heart, the bond can't be broken apart. Working under them for Allah's sake was a decision that'll never be a mistake. All this is a part of MIC, where all the true success is with guarantee. A community where love is displayed, a community where no one's afraid, where good manners is displayed and the true messages conveyed without a harsh expectation, making your deen seem more like a negotiation. The masjid should be the place you love and preferred all above. So make this be your sign on how a masjid should be defined.
Next up, alhamdulillah, is, I'm not going to say guest because he's not a guest, mashallah, but our keynote speaker for tonight, somebody that is well known to everybody here, Sheikh Dr. Yasir Qadhi. Please give him a round of applause. Welcome here. Welcome him here back to Memphis, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, how are you guys doing in Ramadan so far? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You know, I have a rule, by the way. You guys know this, when I used to live here. I don't travel in Ramadan. I always stay home. I refuse all invitations, no matter where it is. I want to stay home. Somebody said to me, but you're traveling to Memphis. I said, no, I'm coming home. So I haven't broken my rule, alhamdulillah. I looked at my emails about moving to Memphis a few weeks ago. And subhanAllah, it was in March of 2010, 13 years ago from right now, when the discussion began for me to seriously start thinking of moving here. And that same year, we had our first fundraiser as well. And in that fundraiser, we broke, I think, national records everywhere. 3, 4, 5 million pledged, alhamdulillah. By the way, how many were in that fundraiser in Germantown? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I can't see all the hands raised, but I see at least 40, 50 hands. It's been 14 years since that event. 15, 16 since the vision of MIC. You all know the story, I said this multiple times, that the vision of MIC, when I heard about it, I wasn't involved with it, right? I was teaching here for Al-Maghrib and, you know, at Naseem Aunty's house, may Allah forgive her, may Allah grant her gentle for those, you know, the famous story of putting it on the napkin. That took place more than 15 years ago. In the course of the next 14, 15 years, I have been with you every single fundraiser except for the last two. And I have seen this masjid and community grow from nothing but a seed until it is now, alhamdulillah, the largest facility and center in the entire tri-state area. Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, you guys are number one, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Because I'm an insider, and I'm still an insider, inshallah, I know that the process to get here wasn't always easy. I know the grumblings and frustrations, I was a part of it. I know the feeling of exasperation, like we're doing this again, and for how many years we kept on wanting to pray in this facility, a blessing that I didn't get until I moved to Dallas, then came back here, which is fine. I had 9 years, alhamdulillah, all my memories over there. Every year we kept on hoping next year, next year, next year. And I remember those frustrations because I was a part of it. And I say this because inshallah ta'ala, once all is said and done, it is not the sweat and tears and frustration that remains. It is the legacy that has been built after years and years and years of consistent toil and struggle. This is our legacy that we are just beginning, brothers and sisters. This is the legacy that every one of you has had a role to play in. And as we look back and we take in and we stand in awe at this, mashallah, I mean, I could never have imagined, wallahi, this. I could never have imagined this 15 years ago. It wasn't even in my mind how beautiful this hall would be. But here I am, here you are. And I want you to remember every single year those negativities that me and you would also have, the waswasa of shaitan. And I want you to remember that. Why? Because that waswasa is going to get you nowhere. It's going to bog you down. It's going to impede you in your progress. The only way you're going to build a legacy is if you consistently put in every single bit of effort that you can. And when you look back, when the years turn into decades, as they have already turned into decades, these are now 15 years since the vision began. We're already looking at the second decade, the third decade. We need to realize that we have the potential to go much more than this. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, you guys, all of us, I'm a part of you. We, Allah has blessed us. We have done something amazing. We have done this amazing family life center. It was always our goal. How many times I stood, not on this stage, but in stages in Germantown, in stages in right next to my house over there. How many times I stood and I kept on pushing on you the vision of a family life center, the vision of a massive banquet hall attached to a musalla with all of our parks and all of our playgrounds. Guess what? By and large, we've achieved that vision. And yet, here I am again, asking you for more money. And if Allah gives me life, I'm going to continue coming, asking you for more money. Do you want to know why? Because our vision is not going to be finite. Because our goal is not going to be stopped simply because we have a beautiful hall. No, we're going to keep on building. We're going to keep on adding to that legacy. Because this is how legacies are built, brothers and sisters. SubhanAllah, I look back. And Allah has blessed me to have met with many of our pioneers in the American da'wah scene. And in his own small way, my father was also a pioneer, as you were, in his own small way in Texas. And Allah has blessed me to grow up with, you know, the likes of Sheikh Ahmed Sakhar would come, Sheikh Jamal Badawi, now I'm still in touch with him. These are the pioneers and visionaries. And you know, when you interact with them, you humanize them, you see them, you realize they weren't angels. They weren't superhuman. They weren't created out of a different cloth than me and you. They're the same flesh and blood. They're the same people struggling with their daily lives and their families and their, and frankly, their struggles were far more difficult than ours, financially, socially. But what they did was they made the best of their circumstances. What they did, they were all average people that came here. But they weren't satisfied with being average. They weren't satisfied with mediocrity. They wanted to do something more. And so whatever opportunities they had, they kept on pushing forward, pushing, 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 until finally they all established the legacies that they did. Because of their sacrifices, and here in Memphis as well, you've had a number of pioneers that have come before me, before all of us. You have a number of pioneers, some of them no longer with us. They did whatever they could. They laid the foundation. And because of that foundation, whenever you moved to Memphis, there was something for you. Masjid al-Salam, or MIC if you were already here, or whichever community. And now it's your opportunity. And if every single generation that moves here, if every single batch that moves here understands, you have a role to play as well. And you can make your own legacies in what we are doing. Then insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be able to trampoline off of every single effort. Those that came in the 60s, if they were to simply have a house that they convert to a masjid, that is a big deal. They did it. Those that came in the 70s and 80s, they made a purpose-built masjid. Those that came in the 80s and 90s, they made it a bigger facility. Now here we have a mega complex, a family life center. Inshallah, the next stage after this is going to have a mini school, mini university, mini, you know, old people's home, whatever it might be, a mini ummah right here in Memphis. And we have the potential and the land and the means and the resources to do that. So I make no apologies about standing here 15 years in a row asking for your money. I make no apologies because collectively, together, look at what we have accomplished, alhamdulillah. Look at what has happened after all of these years, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, the future is bright. The future is bright. And we have in this generation the opportunity to establish a legacy that is going to last not just our lifetime, but many, many lifetimes. Brothers and sisters, my time is limited. Inshallah, I'll be here for the rest of the evening, don't worry. But I just want to leave you with one simple point. One simple point. And I gave similar sentiments a number of years ago when I was, had to leave this beautiful community, which is always going to be in my heart. But I said something then, and I'll say it again right now. Never forget our institutes, our masajid. Never forget the religion of Islam is above any institute. The goal is the religion. The goal is the khidmah of the deen. The goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the religion is always above any masjid foundation, any institute. And if we have that in mind, then the petty issues that happen, the frustrations that happen, the complaints that happen, you shall have the iman to swallow them and move on. We're not doing this for our egos. We're not doing this because somebody said something that hurt my feelings. We're doing this to establish the religion of Allah in this land. We're doing this to fortify the iman of our children, to protect our great-grandchildren after us. That's why we're doing it. So remember, the religion is above any institute, any board, any group of people, any community. And remember, the institute and the masjid and the foundation is above any one individual. No one individual is going to dictate the entire foundation or institute. People shall come and go. I had to leave this community. Some of our elders, Allah Azza wa Jal chose them and returned them back to us. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all of them for the good that they've done. People are going to leave. Some of you are going to have to leave this community. It doesn't matter. The institute, the masjid, this community is bigger than individuals. And the religion of Islam is bigger than this community. If you keep that priority, if you keep that hierarchy in your minds, if you always understand where do you fit in the grand scale of things, and you realize, if I do my bit, if I do whatever little I can do, I can actually impact a change in the global scene, in the state of the ummah. I can actually do that, even though I myself cannot. Coming together, 700, 800 people in this audience, all of us together in this community, I can actually do something that will leave a lifetime of a legacy, that will allow me and my name in the eyes of Allah to remain long after I've gone. That's the point, brothers and sisters. Understand, me and you individually are nothing. Coming together, we have this blessed community. And even the community will come and go. Bigger than all of us is the religion of Islam. And every single one of us, we have an important role to play. You do you. You rise to your role. You do the max you can do. And if you do so, you have established your legacy on this earth. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters. Fact of the matter is, most of us, our legacies are not going to be remembered by mankind. Most of us, after a generation or two, our names are going to be forgotten. That is the reality. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. And alhamdulillah, the kitab that is with him and all of the things that are done in our lifetimes, alhamdulillah, Allah preserves. So if we create for ourselves a legacy in that book, if we are able to construct a mini ummah for our children, and you know this has been my plea from the beginning, what we're doing here is not just fancy halls. What we're doing here is fortifying imans. What we're doing here, protecting the fragile natures of our children, allowing them the opportunity to see what it is to be a Muslim, making them proud of their identity. That's what we're doing. And we're going to do this at every level, educational, physical, psychological, sports, every level we're going to do that. If every one of you understands you have a role to play, and if every one of you lives up to that role, then inshallah ta'ala, your legacies will be carved out. And Allah Azza wa Jal will know your ikhlas and sincerity. And Allah will know you did what you could do for the sake of a greater good. I might not know every one of your names. People around you might forget you in 20, 30, 50, 100 years. But Allah Azza wa Jal will know. And the good that you have done will literally be a sadaqah jariyah. We used to say this 10, 15 years. Bil sadaqah jariyah, bil sadaqah jariyah. People of Memphis, MIC, you have built a sadaqa jariya. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You have built a sadaqa jariya. But there's more to do. This is just the beginning. You have already done phase one. And I'm telling you from now, I don't know what the board has in mind, but I hope that whenever this phase finishes, they have another phase in mind. And when that phase finishes, they have another phase in mind. Because that's how legacies are built. That's how the standards are raised. We should never be satisfied with mediocrity. We should always strive to be number one in every field that we do. So I encourage all of you to rise up to your greatest potential, to understand when you come together, you can accomplish much more than if you are all alone. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, when all is said and done, when all the last 15 years are looked at, who cares about the naysayers? Who cares about the waswasa of shaitan? Where is all your frustration now? It's all gone. So tonight as well, get rid of the waswasa, get rid of the frustration, get rid of all the naysayers, and do your bit for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal continue to bless this community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of you and all of us and our loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow MIC to be a shining beacon of Islam, of Iman, of Taqwa, of the message of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many, many, many generations to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our meager efforts. May Allah bless whatever little we do to make it something that is perpetual and permanent for many, many generations to come. May Allah protect our children and their children after them. May Allah allow the legacy of La ilaha illallah to be passed down from my children and your children to their children after them until the day of judgment. May Allah allow us to live as righteous Muslims, to die as mu'mins, and to be resurrected with the prophets and the martyrs and the siddiqeen and shuhada and salihin. Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the hardest things after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It is always hard to be on the stage to trying to entice the community to do something they all are here already willing to do. But one, it only makes it harder when you have to follow esteemed people like the ones you saw on stage, not to mention Sheikh Yasser. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and his family. We thank him for his visit, and we thank him for continuing to support this project where we, and I'm talking about the collective we, because how many hands were here from day one, from that night in 2009, where this community pledged over $3 million to put the foundation for this project. And this project now is a reality. This project now is something that we can see and we can touch. Please, if you can turn the lights on, I would love to see those faces in our community, the faces of Iman, the faces that came here tonight, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we here tonight? Because Allah made it easy for us to be here. Allah invited us, not just the board of MIC that invited us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited us to do good. And this good is to continue on this journey and to put the last phase of this current stage of MIC into reality. How many people here would like to see more classrooms? How many people here would like to see more places for the youth, for the young people, for our future generation to be able to do the things for Sabilillah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many people wants to see the daycare center open? How many people here wants to have this entire facility beating with life, beaming with life every day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The legacy is way beyond where we are tonight, is way beyond where we have arrived. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the son of Adam dies, there are only three things that are left behind. Only three things that continue to benefit the son of Adam or the daughter of Adam, the children of Adam after they pass. Sadaqatun Jariya. And you just heard Sheikh Yasser saying, this is Sadaqa Jariya. This is the definition of the Sadaqa Jariya, the perpetual charity. Every person that comes here and have salah and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward comes back to those who helped put the foundation and the cornerstone. And we are still in that phase. We are still, this is the night and maybe the last night that we continue to, that we put the foundation for this building, for this institution, for this current phase. And it's always, the reward is always higher for those who come in the beginning. For those like tonight, they are in the beginning of this project. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكل وعد الله الحسنى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who spend their money before the conquest of Mecca, that they have more reward than those who did it after the conquest. We have not opened Mecca yet. We are about to, inshallah, after tonight's fundraiser. So three things stay after we pass. Sadaqatun jariya, ilmun yuntafa'u bih, knowledge that will benefit people. And which place you can think of that can that spread knowledge more than this place right here? Knowledge of iman, knowledge of taqwa, knowledge to the youth, and knowledge coming to the future generation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put all of that in the scales of your hasanat. The other thing is, وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. The third thing is a righteous child. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ. And this is the place, this is the dream, this is the vision where we raise children that are righteous and salihin, and they can continue the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us with money, entrusted us with wealth, and He gave us different scales and different levels. But we all see it and we call it our mal, our money, our wealth, our property. And in the hadith, and that's in Sahih Muslim, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ مَالِي مَالِي. My money, my wealth, mine, this is mine, that's mine. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ مَالِهِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثٍ. There are only three things that define what you have in money. مَا أَكَلَ فَأَفْنَى. The things that we eat, we consume, that's ours. وَمَا لَبِسَ فَأَبْلَى. And what we wear, and we wear it out. Everything we wear eventually becomes old and we consume it. And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمَا تَصَدَّقَ فَأَبْقَى. What you give, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and inshallah, what you give tonight, that is the part that will stay. That is the part that will stay in our account, not what we have in the bank tonight. It is what we give fi sabilillah. And that's when, then an example of that happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a lamb and he started distributing the lamb and giving it fi sabilillah. And finally, one piece of shoulder meat was left. And Aisha came to him, radwanullahi alayha, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, dhahabat ash-shah. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا الْكَتِفِ. The entire lamb is gone. And it's only that shoulder meat that is left. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يا عائشة. بَقِيَتِ الشَّاءِ وَذَهَبَ الْكَتِفِ. The shoulder that we're going to eat is the one that's not going to count. The rest of it that we gave فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ is what will count. So I ask upon this community, I ask about everyone tonight, to do the thing that I always ask you to do. For those who want the blessing of Allah, for those who appreciate the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us for tonight, raise your hand and pledge that you will not leave this hall tonight before you give something fi sabilillah. Anyone here that will say $100,000 fi sabilillah, $100,000 to finish this project, to have classrooms to spread the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone for $100,000, anyone that will inshallah start it and get the reward of everything that comes behind it. Because man sanna sunnatan hasana falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah. Those who start something and do the sunnah, al-hasana, the good way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them their full reward. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward of everyone that follows. Who will be the leader tonight? Who will lead us for $100,000? I know that family is here, inshallah. And I know this person is here, inshallah. Who can do $100,000 fi sabilillah? Allahu Akbar. May Allah reward you. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless your family, Akhi Abu Ghassan. Always in the forefront. In the last 15 years, alhamdulillah. And I say this always. Why do you see a lot of times the same people come again and again and again? And alhamdulillah, they never say, well, I've already done more of my share. I've done more than I should. Because you know why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces that wealth. Because when you give it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in your money, in your family, in your health. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. This is, if you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you believe in this. That the sadaqah that you give, whichever you give tonight, you will get the full reward and it will not decrease or diminish any of your wealth, inshallah. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless your family. And أعطي منفقا خلفا يا رب العالمين. قولوا آمين. Who can join our brother Abu Ghassan? Who can join him and match that $100,000? Who can do that and we will have $200,000? Who can do that, inshallah? I'm looking for someone that will do that and said, here I am. I'm putting my hands in the hands of Abu Ghassan and we are walking together and that will raise 20% already of what we need to raise tonight. Who is that family, inshallah? And I know that is here. We have one, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We have another $100,000. Say Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Now we have 200. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to give them more and more in this life and in akhirah. Bless their families and bless their wealth. And maybe we'll continue to come over and over again and continue to be blessed fi sabilillah. So now we have $200,000. We need to get to the 300. And that will be one third. Subhanallah, this community, these faces that are shining with iman that I'm looking at right now with Noor, always come forward and exceed and go beyond what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is requesting from us tonight. So can I have two for 50,000? And that will get us to the 300,000. That will get us right there to the 300. Any family, any group, husband or wife, or both together, the entire family be blessed inshallah and said, here I am, we're giving 50,000 fi sabilillah. 50,000 so we can continue and finish this project. Finish this phase, open the doors from everywhere, allow the entire space, the extra 20,000 square feet. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, wallahi, unless we all probably travel, but when you go around, even in bigger cities, in places like they have multiple the population of Memphis, we don't see what we have. We don't see what we have here tonight. And that is by the blessing of Allah and the generosity of this community. So who can, and I know many people here said, maybe I'll come and I'll do 25. But the shaitan is not going to let you do that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the courage and the generosity to do more than what we came here to do. Inshallah, double it. Anyone for 50,000. Anyone here for 50,000. Anyone, am I missing any hands? Any 50,000. Any person, any family that say we will do inshallah $50,000. Anyone. Any 50,000. So we have to split it, inshallah. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, there is no way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you spend, He will give you back. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. It's a loan. You are giving a loan to Allah. Who do you trust more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay you back? أَن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Not only give it back to you, يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Allah will multiply it. He will give you back. Which place, which person, which bank you can give a loan to, and they'll give you 700 times more than what you've given them. What kind of investment in that? First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the wealth. Who gave us what we have in our hands today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity and facilitate that we come before Him to give it fi sabilillah. Then He reward us and give it back to us in this dunya. In this dunya, and put the reward in akhirah 700 times more. Who is here to say $50,000? $50,000 fi sabilillah. Who is here to pledge $50,000? Those who want to put themselves forward, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them immensely. And if not, let's just have four for $25,000. We have to reach that 100,000, right? We have to. Allahu Akbar, Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you and your family, Abu Akram and Imam Akram and their children and their and then grandchildren. And always there from day one, mashallah. And giving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will give back more and more and more. Who else for $25,000? Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ha antum ha'ula'i tud'awna litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Here you are being called by Allah to spend for His sake. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ. Some of you will hold back. But Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Those who are holding back, they're only holding back from their own selves. Because what we give is for ourselves. Allah, does Allah need our money? Does Allah need our wealth? He gave it to us in the first place. So if we hold back when we are called to spend in His sake, we are holding back against our own selves. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be from the people who Allah will exchange for better people. We ask Allah that we are the better people tonight, inshallah. Any second family for 25,000. Any second family for 25,000. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair, Dr. Ibrahim. Leading by example. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward your family. Maybe we can have another board member for another $25,000. Come on, where are the board members? Current or past? Inshallah. Another $25,000. I'm putting you on the spot right now because I know you're putting your efforts, and inshallah you will lead by example as well. Anyone here for 25? Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair. Mashallah. Dr. Hashmi and his family, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase your wealth and to bless your family. And you will see all of you who donated tonight and will donate inshallah. You see the fruit of this sacrifice that you're making tonight in your family, in your household inshallah. I need the first person for 25,000 so we can close on that one third of the fundraising tonight inshallah. A fourth person for 25,000, and I know that person is here inshallah. Dig deep, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, there is not one sadaqah that comes out except that 70 shaitan are trying to hold it back. Is that a 20? MashaAllah, barakallah fikum, the Sherwani family, Dr. and Dr. Sherwani and their family and their son also, Dr. Sherwani. MashaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of them and to keep them strong and wealthy and healthy for this community, inshallah. Bless their family and everyone that donated tonight. Anyone else for 25,000? Anyone else for 20? I can't see, mashallah. Another one? Allah, two for, mashallah, Allahu Akbar, say takbir. And I know this is what I said about this community, mashallah. Wallahi, I am so proud. to be part of this community. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yu'ti munfiqan khalafa, to replace it for you, and you see the blessing in your families, inshallah. We have now another two of the 25,000 fi sabilillah. And wallahi, every time people talk about other places and other communities and people that move, maybe Dallas is an exception, but we'll let that slide. People that move somewhere else, and they always say, we've not really seen any community like the community here in Memphis. That's why, brothers and sisters, you see people that are coming to raise funds right here from all over the United States and even from Canada. And we will have also other people in our community that will need our help. We have the Midtown Masjid. We have Masjid al-Mu'min. Don't forget those other places, because they are part, integral part of who we are, inshallah. Who else for another one for 25? Allahu Akbar, mashallah. May Allah bless you and bless your family and your father and your grandfather. Mashallah, subhanallah. This is the tarbiyah. This is how we raise our kids, to give fi sabilillah. Another one for 25,000. And we will be closing our 400, right? Brother Haliru, are you keeping up with the... Are we about, right? 25, we get to 400. 400 is, we're almost right there, right at the half. Anyone else for 25,000? 25,000, Allah will make it easy for you, inshallah. Anyone for 25,000, don't be... Allahu Akbar, say takbir, mashallah. Dr. Hadidi, his family and his children, may Allah bless you. May Allah increase your wealth, increase your iman, and continue to bless you and bless this community with you and everyone who donated, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we're at 400,000. How about we get to the 450, and we'll be 50% of our initial goal and close to what Sheikh Muhammad wants, right? So we will be there for two more for 25, and inshallah those people are here. 225,000. 25,000 fi sabilillah, inshallah. And that will be khitamuha misk, right? It will be sealed in musk, in good hasanat. Aisha radwanullahi alayha wa an abiha, she used to put perfume, atr, misk, on the money that she gives fi sabilillah. And she was asked, why? Why are you doing that? And she said, because it falls in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it falls in the hands of those who ask. Anyone wants to put 25,000 fi sabilillah in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be replaced? Anyone else for 25,000? Anyone else for 25,000, inshallah? Defeat the shaitan, make the shaitan is the biggest loser tonight, inshallah, and we will go back as the biggest winners. So how about we now break it down? We need 10 for 10, right? Abu Fadi, our brother here, mashallah, may Allah bless him and his family, always used to say, the easiest way to really raise $1 million is to do 1,000 per 1,000. We always talk about that. Is if we all come in one hand and 1,000 of us just give 1,000, we raise $1 million. Now I just want 10 for 10, inshallah. 10 people for 10,000 each, and we will raise $100,000, and inshallah, very quickly, two of them, mashallah, right there, mashallah, barakallah fikum. May Allah bless you, Dr. Kandikar, and your family, and keep the blessing. And I'm going to put a plug here. Two there, mashallah, another two, $40,000 already of this has been collected. Five, six, mashallah, seven, barakallah fikum. Eight, mashallah, eight. Come on, don't stop. We have eight. We all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of those who rushed fi sabilillah, who hastened to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their eagerness. Another one there, mashallah, number nine, mashallah. Again, the board is leading by example. Sister, are you waving at somebody or raising your hand back there? Yeah, you have to be careful in the fundraiser not to move your hand, right? Because it may cost you $10,000, right? So don't scratch your head. Just say fi sabilillah. Who can do one? We have to seal this 100,000. Who can? Another person for 10,000. Another one for 10,000, inshallah. Another one here, inshallah. Where is that, Dr. Hashim? Mashallah, barakallah fikum. Dr. Yasser and his family. May Allah bless you all. Dr. Maher just also left 10,000 before he left. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you. Where are we now? Are we at 500? We are at 500,000. Say Allahu Akbar, takbir. 500,000 in this generous community, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Didn't take what? Less than 20 minutes, alhamdulillah. Because when we come and we are ready to say, Ya Allah, accept us, Allah will open our hearts. So anyhow, about maybe five more for 10,000. For 10,000 so we can get to this 150. Anyone else for 10,000 fi sabilillah? Anyone for 10,000? So if we have the next three, we will have matching. We will have every 10,000 will be matched with another 10,000 from a donor here, inshallah. So who wants to put 10,000 and make it 20,000? That is actual money given fi sabilillah. Who is here for another $10,000? For $10,000, inshallah. And it will be counted on the books for 20,000. And that is, inshallah, a reward that you will get in this dunya and in akhirah. Who is here for $10,000? 10 more. I know, inshallah, you're here. Maybe you came here and you say, maybe I'll give 2,500 or 5,000. But if you want more blessing, you do more sacrifice. Who else? Allahu Akbar. Where do I see one? Another 10,000? Is that somebody there, Dr. Ibrahim? Raise your hand. Let me see, inshallah. We'll make dua for you and your family. Another 10,000, alhamdulillah. So we need two more. Two more for 10,000. And it will be matched. It will be matched, inshallah. Two more for 10,000. Two more for 10,000, inshallah. Two more, at least one more. Let's have one more and we'll be matched to 20,000. Anyone else? Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah khair, mashallah. MashaAllah, welcome back to Memphis and may Allah bless you, bless your family. Yani, we miss seeing this an-nur, mashallah. May Allah bless you wherever you are, Jazakallah khair. Now, how about the next one for 5,000? We'll go for 10 for 5,000 or maybe 20 for 5,000, so to get another 100. 5,000 and it will be matched, inshallah. The 5,000 will be Allahu Akbar, Jazakum Allah Khair, sister. May Allah bless you and bless your family and your children, inshallah. Okay, now let's get moving, inshallah. Another 5,000. Another 5,000, you know, take that pledge form and start working on it. Anyone for $5,000? Anyone for 5,000? We need to reach our goal, inshallah. We need to make this the last and final fundraiser for this phase. Inshallah, start thinking about the next phase, like Sheikh Yasser said. Who else for $5,000? We came here to please Allah, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He likes to see. Who is here for 10,000?
Another 50 donation, but they need to want to be matched.
MashaAllah, this is easy. This is easy. Listen to this. For the next 10 $5,000, we have a donor here that will match exactly dollar per dollar up to 50,000, inshallah. Say Allahu Akbar. So who can start this? We need 10 for 5. Who can start? Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you and your family and replace it for you. Number two, mashallah, Brother Ahmed, Jazakallah khair. That's another one. So we have two. May Allah bless you and bless your family. And bless your wealth, inshallah, and replace it to you multiple times. Wallahi, you will see it in your barakah, inshallah. Everyone that participated tonight. We need number three. Number three, Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah khair, mashallah, Sheikh Yasser, barakallah fiqh. May Allah bless you and your family. Leading by example, mashallah. And let's all be an example to our children that are watching here tonight. Who's number four for 5,000? This is being matched. So when you're raising your hand, mashallah, barakallah fikum, we have two more. So now we have barakallah fikum, mashallah. So now when you're raising your hand at the five, you're given 10,000. Wallahi, that's a great deal. Great deal from the community and a great deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we need five more. We need five more. That will get us another 100,000 because 50 and 50 matching. So we will get to over 600, inshallah. Who else? We need five more for 5,000. Allahu Akbar, mashallah, Habib wa Abu Habib, barakallah fikum and your family and the entire family, inshallah, may Allah bless you. Who else? Now we have number six. Inshallah, quickly we go 7, 8, 9, and 10 and Allah will make it easy. Who's going to be number seven for 5,000? Who's going to be number seven, inshallah, the seven $5,000? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. You can make it an installment. The matching donor will pay it right away. That's what we ask, inshallah. But you can do 500 for 10 months and wallahi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. And this inflation, this barely can cover a little bit of Starbucks, right? And your mobile phone bill. Subhanallah. So let's do 5,000. Who else for 5,000? We need number 7, 8, and 9, and 10. We just need 4 more. And inshallah, we'll move on. Who else for 5,000? Brothers and sisters, let's dig deep. Even those who donated, they can do it again, inshallah. Who else for 5,000? Who else, inshallah, for 5,000? Is there one here? MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, sister. May Allah bless you, bless your family. And make the barakah in your household and the barakah in your future, inshallah, mashaAllah. Young sister, just put $5,000. So we need number 8. Who's going to be number 8 for 5,000? Who's going to be number 8, inshallah? This is getting easy and it's getting there. Who else for 5,000? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a barakah for you, make it a blessing that you see every day, inshallah. $5,000 so we can open those doors, so we can open the classrooms, so we can have the sadaqa jariyah, the perpetual charity. Wallahi, it's the best deal. The best deal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to participate in this. Who else for 5,000? Allahu Akbar, may Allah bless you, sister, and bless your family, inshallah, and bless your children, bless the entire community, bi-idhnillah. So we need now just 2 more. Allahu Akbar, jazakum Allah khair. Sisters are on the road, so we need another sister. May Allah bless you and bless your family. Another one for, and this is being matched. The last 5,000 that will be matched, inshallah. Don't let this ajr pass by. Let's take advantage of it. Another $5,000. Allahu Akbar. Say takbir. Allahu Akbar. So now with this and the matching, we have another $100,000. So now we'll make it easy. Inshallah, 200, even if you cannot do the whole thing, $250 for 10 months is $2,500. Who can do $2,500 fi sabilillah? Who can do $2,500 here tonight to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here and we mean business with Allah? Allah made it a trade, a deal with us. Ala adullukum ala antijaratin. Allahu Akbar, mashallah, jazakallah khair, doctor. Majid and your family, may Allah bless you, bless your entire family, inshallah. He opened the 2,500. Who else for 2,500, inshallah? Who else here for 2,500? Who else here for 2,500 for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who else here for Allahu Akbar, jazakallah khair, mashallah. Barakallah feek. Our young Dr. Hamid, mashallah. And may Allah bless you, bless your future, and inshallah you will continue as your family to be a banner in this community, to be a beacon, inshallah. So now we have 5,000 on the 2,500. Who else that can match that? That can match another 2,500. Just 250 a month for 10 months. Allahu Akbar, jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you and your family, inshallah. Who's going to be number 4 for 2,500? Who's going to be number 4 for Allahu Akbar, jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you and your family, inshallah, and replace it to you multiple times. We have 4 of them. Who's going to be number 5? MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, brother Samir. Again, we see the people that are dedicating their time, their effort, and alhamdulillah, they're also putting their money, inshallah, fi sabilillah. Barakallah feek and your family, inshallah. Who else for? We have 5. Let's try to go for 5 more, inshallah. Allah loves to see this. Allah loves to see this enthusiasm, this energy, this zeal to do fi sabili for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see tonight, inshallah. This is a blessed night in the month of Ramadan. We don't know how many folds Allah will multiply. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلِ. We all know this. It's like a grain that had 7 sumbula, basically four, 7 grains, 7 ears of grain. And in each one there is 100, that's 700. But then Allah said, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Then Allah multiplies more and more and more. And what time other than blessed night in Ramadan where we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply this. So who else for 2,500? Who else there for just to give 250 a month for the next 10 months? And Allah will make it easy, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. You don't do it, Kareem, mashallah. A 9-year-old, mashallah. MashaAllah. We'll get it. We'll take care of it. Jazakallah khair. Who else, inshaAllah? Who else, inshaAllah? Who else, inshaAllah, wants to have the best? Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah, Brother Omar. MashaAllah. Barakallah feek. May Allah bless you and bless your family. Who else for 2,500? Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you, bless your mom and dad and your entire family, inshaAllah. Barakallah feekum. All right, anyone else? Young, old, boy or girl? Anyone for 25? Conclude this 2,500. This is number 10. Right, let's finish it, inshaAllah. Who wants to put the rahiq, the misk, the khitam on 2,500? Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you and bless your family. So now, inshaAllah, we will continue and move on because we're about to close here. How about $100 for the next 10 months or 12 months, even a year? Just $100 a month. You know what that is? That's $25 a week. That is less than $5 every day. Who can do $1,000 fi sabilillah? Who can do $1,000 and not leave this place without getting the blessing? How many hands should I have? Barakallah fik. May Allah bless you and brother Hisham and your family. Another one over there. MashaAllah. Barakallah fikum. Who else is there? $1,000. $1,000, and you can put it on the pledge form that you want to do it over several installments. Who else there for $1,000? Who else? InshaAllah. Where are we on the final tally, brother Haliru? Are we about 700? MashaAllah. We have 200,000 more. If we don't do it, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless you. Is that 1,000 or 200,000? Barakallah fiqh. May Allah bless you. So inshaAllah, anyone else for 100? Anyone else for 1,000? InshaAllah, raise your hands and show your family. Show your community that you're doing that forward. Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you, bless your family, bless your mom and dad, inshaAllah, who raised you that way. MashaAllah, our young people are coming up. Who else for a 1,000, inshaAllah? How about that? MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, sister, Jazakumullah khair. Another one for 1,000. Another one for 1,000, inshaAllah. Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah khair. Another one here, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallah fiki, sister. May Allah bless you and bless your family, inshaAllah. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah bless you, bless your future, and bless your wealth and your health, inshaAllah. Who else there for 1,000? Wallahi, you think 1,000, what will 1,000 do? Here's what it will do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man bana lillahi baytan kamifhasi qata." Have you seen the smallest bird, the nest that they make? You know, you see those on the trees. It's about this big. You can put it in the palm of your hand. Bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Allah will build a house in Jannah. And those houses are unimaginable in their size, in their beauty, in their amenities. There are no taxes and there is no maintenance. And it will be free in Jannah, inshaAllah. Buy that for $1,000 tonight. Buy a palace, a qasr, a mansion in Jannah for $1,000, inshaAllah. Who is here for $1,000? Another $1,000, inshaAllah. May Allah bless you, ameen. Oh, mashaAllah, barakallah. Two of them, mashaAllah. Abu Sami, jazakumullah khair and barakallahu feekum. We got another 2,000 over there. Now let's go quickly. I want the young people to show their hands. $500, do 50 a month. Out of your allowance, out of your work, out of anything that you have, inshaAllah, $50 a month for the next 10 months, that's $500. Don't leave with that, but participating in this, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, mashaAllah, is this something that we need to bid on? MashaAllah, that is, look at this beautiful. Now we're going to start the fun part of the fundraising. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Let's put it here. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Can we have a zoom on this? That's good. This beautiful, beautiful painting, look at that. And inshallah we will see the bidding is for sabilillah. We know you're not trying to boast or show off. But how about, who can take this home for a dollar tonight? for $1. Who bids a dollar for this? Allahu Akbar. Who want to increase it to $10? Who will want to go up for 10? MashaAllah, over 10. Who will go 100? Is this worth 100? MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, 100. Okay, anyone else for 200? $200? Allahu Akbar, 200. 300? 2 for 300? 400. 400, they're both at the same time. 500. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, 500. You're going to let him take it? 600? Are you going for 6? MashaAllah, 6? MashaAllah, 600. 600. Anyone else for, anyone wants to do 700? 700, inshallah. 1,000. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, beautiful. 1,000. Are you going to let him, what is it? Is it 1,500? 1,200. 1,200, inshallah. What is it, 1,500? 1,500, mashallah. 2,000, Allahu Akbar. We got to two. We started with a dollar. We're at 2,000. 3,000. That's right. 3,000, inshallah. 3,000, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. 5,000. 5,000, inshallah. 5,000, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. Are you going to let it go for 5,000? Anyone else for 6,000? 6,000? 7,000, Allahu Akbar. Do I hear $10,000? $10,000, Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah Abu Ghassan. $10,000. Do I have more? $11,000. Anyone else, inshallah? Anyone? 12,000? Do I hear 12,000? 12,000? 12,000? $12,000? We're going for 11,000. This is a piece of art and a piece of memory and a piece of legacy, inshallah, that you can take home with it. Brother Milani for 11,000. Do I have a 15,000? Do I have 15,000? 11,000? 11,000 once? 11,000 twice? 11,000 to Brother Milani, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. We deliver immediately. MashaAllah. This was a gift from a sister in Pakistan. And this is what she could do. MashaAllah. May Allah bless her and her family. Look at this beauty, MashaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them. And one of the most beautiful gifts is the one that is a labor of love. That is something that is people spend time to put their art, their talent, and their sincerity fi sabilillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them all. Bless everyone who donated tonight. Bless everyone who participated in this project from before it was even conceived. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this whole community for their generosity. And I will paraphrase one of the most famous rhymers in our country. If you conceive it and you believe it, you can achieve it. If you conceive it and you believe it, you can achieve it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us achieve this legacy and to leave this legacy behind. I would like to invite Sheikh Yasser back to the stage to do the final dua, inshallah, for us. And just like what we did in 2009, I would love to have a photo op with Sheikh Yasser here on stage along with Dr. Ibrahim to show how this whole legacy starts and how it continues, inshallah. Let's have Sheikh Yasser. And feel free to take pictures as much as you want. Anyone that wants to join us here for a picture, inshallah, come on over. Everyone wants to come. Come on. Sheikh Yasser's group. Young and old, come on over, inshallah. Come on, Kareem. Come here. Come here in front of me. The only picture that matches this is the one, the sad one that we took in group when Sheikh Yasser was leaving. Yeah. Anyone, suratun jama'iyyah, come on in, everyone. Bismillah. Yalla, come on.
Turn all the lights on, right? Turn the lights on. What do you think?
Is it yeah, turn the lights on, probably. Yeah, there we go. Go. Yeah, come just on, turn the lights on. Okay, there we go.
There you go. Yalla, okay. Yalla, okay.
All right. On your on the back, put yourself on your toes. Yalla, all ready? One, two, three.
Selfie, selfie.
Where is Sheikh Muhammad? Where is Sheikh Muhammad? Sheikh Muhammad, come on. You're tall. You just stand here and you'll show. Come on. Khadi telephone, mama. Come on. Yeah. Are we all ready? Bismillah. One, two, three, say M-I-C.
M-I-C.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Jazakumullah khair. Oh, one, oh, Abu Ghassan, come here. Another picture for Abu Ghassan. Where is Brother Milani? Come on. Next to Sheikh Yasser, inshallah. Those people who, inshallah, started the journey will continue the journey, inshallah, and mean much more to go. Look at all the young people on stage, mashallah. Barakallah feekum. Bismillah. Abu Fadi, come and join us on stage. How many times you were here at Fajr, before Fajr, to pour concrete? May Allah bless you and bless your family. We remember those days. I would be calling Brother Yusuf at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's already been at work here for 2-3 hours. MashaAllah.
Next to Sheikh Yasser.
My legs.
Thank you, Yusuf. Thank you.
Jazakumullah khair. Inshallah, we thank all of you. I'm going to let Dr. Ibrahim give the final remarks and maybe dua from Sheikh Yasser, and we'll get off stage, inshallah.
As we continue to take pictures with Sheikh Yasser, we want to thank for Sheikh Yasser for coming back to Memphis, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and lifting our spirits. I also want to thank each and every volunteers. This task is done by volunteers. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, there are people who are doing these projects for the sake of Allah without taking any penny. These constructions, alhamdulillah, a lot of them have been done by the sake of Allah, by our community members. I thank the board who has been tirelessly serving, inshallah, last few years. I thank each and every one of you, particularly the volunteers of MIC. Jazakumullahu khair. You are building a legacy and you are making sure the future generations remain Muslims in this land. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.